こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 134. Today in this episode, we will learn about expressions of giving and receiving. Now let's go. Previously, we learned about expressions of giving and receiving, such as 手あげます、手くれます、and 手もらいます。These grammars are used when the person who gives is in the same level or in a lower level than me. And when I receive something from someone in the same level or someone in the lower level. For example, 手本 plus あげます。This means I give to someone who is in the same level or someone in a lower level. 手本 plus くれます means someone in the same level or someone in the lower level gives something to me. 手本 plus もらいます means I receive something from someone in the same level or someone in the lower level. When I say someone in the same level, it means friends, families, someone that you can talk to casually. Someone in a lower level can be your juniors or your kids. So this level is not based on the ages. It's more based on the relationship with that person. For someone who is in a superior level, we do not use 手本 plus あげます、手本 plus くれます or 手本 plus もらいます。We have a polite version of these words. For あげます、the polite version is 差し上げます、差し上げます。So when you give something to the superior level, we will use 手本 plus 差し上げます。手本 plus 差し上げます is a word for to give, seen from speaker's point of view. You must use this verb when you are giving something or doing something for someone else. So for example, I'll give you the favor of buying a car. In other words, it means I will buy you a car. So let's say you're gonna buy a car for your daughter. Daughter is someone who is in a lower level, therefore we will use 手本 plus 上げます。To buy is 買います。So 手本 plus 上げます will be 買ってあげます。買ってあげます。私はあなたに車を買ってあげます。私はあなたに車を買ってあげます。So in this case, because you buy something for your daughter, therefore, we will use 手本 plus あげます。Another example. I taught something good to my friend. So in this case, friend is someone in the same level. Therefore, we will use 手本 plus あげます。Something good is いいこと、いいこと。So いい is good, こと is thing.To teach is 教えます、教えます。So 手本 plus あげます will be 教えてあげます、教えてあげます。私は友達にいいことを教えてあげました。私は友達にいいことを教えてあげました。So in this case, friend is someone in the same level, therefore we will use 手本 plus あげます。How about this one?I gave my manager a book. In this case, manager, 部長 is someone in a higher level than me. Therefore, we cannot say あげます. We have to use 差し上げます, 差し上げます in order to show your politeness.
私は部長に本を差し上げました. 私は部長に本を差し上げました.
Another example.I did a favor to my manager by lending him a book. So in other words, it means I lent a book to my manager. Manager is in a higher level than me, therefore we will use 手本 plus 差し上げます。To lend something is 貸します。貸します。So 手本 plus 差し上げます will be 貸して差し上げます。貸して差し上げます。
私は部長に本を貸して差し上げました。私は部長に本を貸して差し上げました。
Now let's go to くれます。The polite version of くれます is
くださいます。くださいます。
So this is used when someone in a higher level gives something to me.
So, tefon plus kudasaimasu is also a verb meaning to give, but unlike sashiagemasu, it is from the receiver's point of view. You must use this verb when someone else is giving something or doing something for you. For example, a friend gave a present to me. So in this case, a friend, this is someone in the same level as me, therefore we will use くれます. 友達は私にプレゼントをくれました。友達は私にプレゼントをくれました。So because this is a friend, we will use くれます。Another example. You give me the favor of buying a car for me? In other words, it means, will you buy a car for me? So let's say this person is a daughter and she is talking to her father. In this case, we will use tefon plus くれます. It will become, あなたは私に車を買ってくれますか? あなたは私に車を買ってくれますか? Because you are talking to a family member, we will use tefon plus くれます. Now how about this one? My manager gave me a book. My manager, 部長. This person is someone in a higher level than me. Therefore, we will use くださいます instead of くれます。部長は私に本をくださいました。部長は私に本をくださいました。Another example. My manager did a favor to me by lending me a book. In other words, this means my manager lent me a book. So my manager is someone in a higher level. Therefore, we will use テフォン plus くださいます。To lend is 貸します. So it will become 貸してくださいます。貸してくださいます。部長は私に本を貸してくださいました。部長は私に本を貸してくださいました。Now let's go to もらいます。The polite version of もらいます is いただきます。いただきます。So this is used when you receive something from someone in a higher level.You might have heard this expression before you eat something. We say いただきます before we eat something. This literally means I will receive in a polite way. テフォン plus いただきます. This means to receive. It has only one version unlike テフォン plus 差し上げます or テフォン plus くださいます. So there's very little to explain. One thing to point out is that since you receive from someone,から is also appropriate in addition to the に target particle. For example, I will receive a present from my friend. In this case, friend is someone in the same level, therefore we will use もらいます。
私は友達にプレゼントをもらいます。私は友達にプレゼントをもらいます。
About this, I received the favor of buying it from my friend.In other words, it means I had my friend buy this for me. To buy is
買います買います。
So we will change this into テフォン plus もらいます。
これは友達に買ってもらいました。これは友達に買ってもらいました。
Now how about this one? I received the favor from my manager of his giving me a book. In other words, it means I received a book from my manager.In this case, manager, 部長 is someone in a higher level. Therefore, we will use
いただきます。いただきます。私は部長に本をいただきました。私は部長に本をいただきました。
Another example. I received the favor from my manager of his lending me a book. In other words, it means I had my manager lend me a book. To lend is
貸します。貸します。
So, テフォン plus いただきます will be
貸していただきます。貸していただきます。私は部長に本を貸していただきました。私は部長に本を貸していただきました。
So, today we learned about テフォン plus 差し上げます。テフォン plus くださいます。テフォン plus いただきます。These expressions are the polite version of
手あげます、手くれます、手もらいます。 Tefon plus 差し上げます is used when you give something to someone who is in a higher level. Tefon plus くださいます is used when someone in a higher level gives something to you. Tefon plus いただきます is used when you receive something from someone in a higher level.
This is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description.I also have Facebook and Instagram, so please check them out as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。